But when you get to that, which we're praying, all of you get to that place. When we're all, that you're able to go, no, the Lord has to build this thing. He has to be the one that builds this thing because he inhabits what he builds. And we partner with him and we work hard for him. You know, I mean, I tell youth pastors, you can't go home now and just sit in your office and your senior pastor's like, what are you doing? Allowing the Lord to build my ministry. That's what that guy from Bethel told me to do. If you're going to begin to live pressure-free, you have to begin to get this thing that the Lord has to build my ministry, that he inhabits what he builds, and I really have to watch myself and say, is he building this thing? Is this him that's building it? Because if I'm building it, I have all the pressure to maintain that thing. I have all the pressure to make sure we stay where we are. But I didn't put the YouTube video up. So I'm like, I don't have any, like, I didn't even put it up. I'm like, this is awesome. The second thing is this, and this is a big one. You have to get this issue right here. Go to John chapter 15. Let me show you this. John chapter 15, just go over a little bit. This is the verse, honestly, that I have been holding on to the most, probably in the last 2 years. John chapter 15, verse 16 says this. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. If you're going to live in ministry without pressure, you have to change the way you think, and you have to understand, he chose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. So these are the conversations I have with the Lord, because as a leader, what we get to do is we get to encounter our inadequacies a whole bunch. And we get to encounter our flaws a whole lot, and we get to encounter our insecurities all the time. I mean, this is just leadership 101, is that you encounter, like, you know, like, what you're weighing over your head. Like, leadership is a life lived over your head. And so when you're in that moment, when it feels, there's something, I have these conversations with God. I come before him, I'm like, all right, listen, here's the deal. Like, you chose me. I didn't choose you, you chose me. So I'm assuming that if you chose me, you think I have what it takes. Or you're going to get me what I need in time. This wasn't my idea. You chose me. This is the only thing that gets me through sometimes. Is I'm like, you chose me. You realize this? Because I feel so far and over my head. I feel so inadequate. I feel so insecure. I see all my flaws, and I'm like, you chose me. So I'm assuming.